in the 1880s, but probably after 1900,
mm-hmm.
They had the kids would bring their lunches in lunch boxes, and in the 40s they had those, you know, with the Lone Ranger on them, Dick Tracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Those metal boxes that you could carry your lunch in.
Yeah.
Now, in my day, when I went to school and carried a lunch, we carried it in a Karo syrup can.
Uh-huh. Judy mentioned that back where the library is now might have been
a cook shack. There was an addition on the back of the building there where the bathrooms are now, and that was a library when that I came here in 61. Mm-hmm. And before that time, they had used it. They had a big coal range in there,
mm-hmm.
and cooked the lunches in that mm-hmm. room.
Okay.
Then after they got their furnaces in 1953,
mm-hmm.
well, they used that where the library is was built for a wooden coal shed.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they got the furnaces put in, well, they cleaned the wooden coal out of there and used it for the lunchroom.
Wow. Now it's a nice little library. Although I've seen plans for the new library.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that goes through. That looks like it'll be a good thing.
I think that's a number of years away.
Yeah. It's going to take a little while. Huh?
Hardly ever anything passes the first time that will raise your taxes.
Yeah, right. The way it is.
We have a lot of dreamers around here.
Let me talk about furniture that one would typically find in a living room around here. What is the main thing? It's usually about yay long and people.
That's cell phone.
Okay. You ever call it anything else around here?
Davenport.
Okay. Would it also be a couch?
Yes.
Is that something? What about something you would use to carry water in? Typically has a handle on it.
A bucket.
Okay. What are those made of around here? What kind of metal?
Most of them were galvanized metal.
Okay.
And then the older ones were enamel.
Enamel? Yeah, I think I've seen those. Okay. What about things in the kitchen? Obviously, one important part of the kitchen is a sink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have one of those. What is the thing in the sink? I guess you could think of it as a part of the sink where the water comes out into the sink.
The faucet.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else around here?
Spigot.
Spigot. Ever heard it called a tap?
Yes.
Okay. And things you do dishes with, one thing you'd have to have is some type of thing to get wet.
Dish pan,
okay. What about cloth that you would use, various types of cloth that you would use to...
Just plain old dish rag.
Okay. Would you use how about drying it off?
A tea towel.
Okay.
Tea towel?
Okay. Something that you would put on your stove to... boil water in.
A tea kettle.
Okay. And there's something else you might use on the stove to fry bacon in or something like that.
A skillet.
Skillet. Would you ever use frying pan?
Definitely.
Are they different things, a frying pan and a skillet, or pretty much the same type of animal?
I would consider the frying pan like the old iron skillets. And
okay.
And of course now we have these are new pans that don't stick. I'm having a hard time getting used to that stuff.
Yeah. What creates the problem?
Just used to the old iron pans.
Oh, you mean actually cooking with it? It's different. Okay. I